Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
There's been a mass shooting, but white guys, Muslims, you can take a deep breath. You didn't do anything here. Oh, well, there's nothing to see here then. It's the way the media, I think, will try to portray some of this. But there was a mass shooting. 10 people shot, killed, 10 others wounded by a man that was 72 years old at a Chinese New Year's celebration in Southern California, Monterey Park. And it was horrific. Dude rolls up with a handgun and starts blasting away. The magazine could hold the 30, and he starts shooting into a place that he used to frequent, a dance studio. Goes in there, starts blasting. And of course, the media runs, and the first thing we need to do is like, okay, what's the suspect look like? When they released the suspect pictures, slowly but surely, it wasn't the same because it wasn't a white guy pissed off at COVID and coming after the Chinese. It wasn't a Muslim. It was Asian on Asian crime. So, now, why he did this, and I go back to this, and I think people need to remember. Remember, 6 months or so ago, there was another situation where it was an Asian church where another man came in with a gun, an Asian man, and shot some of the parishioners before he was eventually taken down. And this, why? That's the question. What happened? I don't know. I don't know. But he was 72 years old. 72. Goes in, shoots a bunch of people, then heads over to another studio in a little town next door and rolls on in. And eventually, a guy named Brandon Saw sees what's going on as he's standing there, and he first freaks out, as you would.
My first thoughts was, I was going to die. This was the end.
Yeah. But then he said, no, it's not going to happen.
He was trying to hit me. He hit me across the face. He was bashing the back of my head. I was trying to use my elbow to create distance between him and the weapon.
Yep, as you do. In the fight. Again, he's 72. This kid's probably early 20s. Then what happened?
I pointed the gun at him, and then I shouted, get the hell out. I'll shoot. Go away. Go. Get out.
As he acted it out for you there. But he did have an interesting take on this. So here you got a 20-something-year-old guy, a 17-year-old guy, battling it out. Guy's got a handgun. He's already killed 10, wounded another 10. Doesn't know how many he's killed. Could, for his mind, he could have caught, God knows, could have killed so many. And boom, goes into another dance studio and gets ready to do something similar. Then gets the gun, you know, wrestled away from him because he's 72. And this guy thought,
I had the thought that I would need to kill someone today. I would need to kill a human.
Yeah. Finally, after releasing all the information, all of the cameras everywhere, they zone in on the vehicle themselves, and then...
As Torrance officers pulled behind the vehicle, the white van entered a shopping center parking lot. When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot, a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and was pronounced dead at the scene.
Horrible, tragic, awful. But I'm curious to see what happens here. 12 people shot in Baton Rouge at a club that they said was targeted. Was it a hate crime? Was it white people? Or no, or was this beef? And the way that you watch things go down, because of course, every day we hear that the worst people on earth are white male nationalists that are everywhere. You can't even walk down the street without bumping into them, and it becomes a race issue when it's a bad human being doing bad things issue for whatever reason. But if there's a way to frame it, the media loves to do that. If this was a white guy that did this, 24/7 nonstop coverage. Now, they're showing coverage, but it's not 24/7. It's not leading everything. It's not because it's not. It's not, it's not, it's not thrilling. It's not exciting. It's not a narrative that the media likes. And for that reason, it won't be as big. Should it be as big? I think we give too much publicity and too much to too many people who are looking to raise the level of their cause and their notoriety up and away. And that, I think all of us can't stand. In particular, school shooters, things of that nature. But this was just, again, Asian on Asian crime. Nothing to see here. We'll see if there'll be more to see here. And what exactly took place? And how did a 72-year-old do what he did? Why did he do what he did? What was it about? Was it a disdain of China? Was it mental illness? What was it, a beef with the dance studio? I don't know. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. They found yet more stuff. That's right, kids. More junk when it comes to the Biden and inside of his little zone there. So it's, every time we turn around, it's something new.
In addition to the ones we've already learned about, it looks like we're getting closer to approximately 30 different documents with classified markings found in two different locations connected to the president, both a former office and his Wilmington home.
Now we're up to 30. Well, Trump was worse. I know everybody wants to spend it that way, which is fine, which is totally fine. We're not talking, both of them, I've said it over and over again, you get no extra days off work. You don't get a raise. You get any of these things. Goes back to the media side of stuff and the coverage. And the media is coming hard at him right now, partially because I think the way that they spun Trump, the way they went after Trump, and at times, rightly so, especially when it comes to, some of the Trump stuff in the past, you come out and you try to take some sort of moral high ground, which you've lost, says not just me, Dick Durbin, senator, Democrat.
Do you fear that the current president has lost the high ground on this notion of classified information being where it shouldn't be?
Well, of course. Let's be honest about it. When that information is found, it diminishes the stature of any person who is in possession of it, because it's not supposed to happen. Whether it was the fault of a staffer or an attorney, it makes no difference. The elected official bears ultimate responsibility.
Absolutely. 100%. Why did you have it? I don't think they knew that they had half of this stuff, if not all of this stuff. They thought they could take it. We've got a problem with the way that we do certain things, especially keeping track of our stuff.
This documents thing. Now, look, was Biden shady with the documents? Absolutely. And the fact that they found them before the midterm elections and they didn't talk about it.
2 months.
Two months. And yeah. Okay, very shady. I call shady on both sides.
Yeah. Bill Maher over the weekend talking about it. I call shady on both sides. And we can look over and say, hey, you know what? What Trump did was worse. Or this, you know, a lot of what they're going after Trump now is, it's, you still don't understand. It's the way that he tried to block all the stuff, the way that he did stuff. You had stuff for years and years without the authority to even declassify it, and you took it. Then you covered it up when you talked about being uber transparent. That doesn't look good.
In a new ABC News Ipsos poll conducted before the news of Friday's search, a majority of Americans said they think the president acted inappropriately.
34% believe it's appropriate. 64% believe it is inappropriate. More think what Donald Trump did was inappropriate, but this is not a good look for Joe Biden.
No. But you know else is not a good look? The giant open border we have, the sieve that is our border. Inflation still potentially could go either direction at this point in time. You hope it comes down, but my gas prices are going up again, and China's just opened up the doors. to their people and to the world again, because they're worried about manufacturing and they need to get their people up and working again, which is going to cause much more pressure on the global energy markets. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. You have a debt ceiling crisis for the first time that's real. And we need to start facing the facts that we've got serious issues when it comes to our debt ceiling, and that we're going to have to talk about cuts and spending and potentially taxes and how we get this giant beast under control. There are a lot of things that look worse, but this is a great thing for the media in particular, this micro climate, if you will, of DC elites and people who like to talk about stuff like this, and it's very political, but it doesn't make your eggs cheaper, doesn't make your gas cheaper, doesn't make it so your teacher has only 25 kids in her classroom instead of 45 kids. It doesn't make any of those things better. But it's great talking, boys. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram, a lot of stuff to get to today. Antifa making a visit to Georgia. Yeah, you're exporting stuff now, Portland. It is not a good look. Talk about Ukraine. Will they finally get some tanks as well? What is low T? Do you have low T? What's menopause? Oh, talk about that. Immigration, a lot of stuff to get to. Rough Greens, RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Just talking about supplements. My dogs, this is the best supplements in the world. This is something that's incredible. It's vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega 369. You guys always hear it talk about my dog, Doodle. I sprinkle on top of his food every single day, and away he goes. He's bouncy. He's happy. He's got all the life that you could think of. Yes, he's older. He doesn't see as good, doesn't hear as good, but he eats just as much. He's more playful than he's ever been. His energy's to the roof, and it's all because of this supplement. Right now, you can try it for free. It's not going to cost you anything other than the cost of shipping, which is a few bucks. Simple and easy. I want you to try it right now. RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Go to Rough Greens and get a free bag of Rough Greens right now. RoughGreens.com/Chad. RoughGreens.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
Running with scissors sounds great compared to this.
Say what?
Hundreds of demonstrators poured into the streets, most of them peacefully protesting the killing of an environmental activist and plans to build a new police training center opponents have dubbed Cop City. Authorities shot and killed a 26-year-old activist while clearing the 85 acres of city-owned land where that training facility is set to be built. Officials say the activist shot at officers first, but other activists are disputing that. One state trooper was shot but survived.
Okay, so wait a minute here. Again, mostly peaceful protesters. It's pretty peaceful. Mostly peaceful protesters. Just out there doing their thing, right? Just having a gay old time doing whatever it is that they're doing. Well, rocks, fireworks, burning cop cars, breaking things, throwing things through windows, and a vast majority of them totally from Atlanta. No, they are now exporting Antifa. Oh, that's not good. No, it's not. It is not good at all. Ugly situation. And of course, they tout it as, you know, it's a cop city. Opponents have called it Cop City and evil. How dare you train police officers?
Recently, we saw this great graphic of everyone that was arrested this past week. Not a single Georgia resident in there. It was from across the country. And I don't want to give anyone their own promotion for your news agency, but go look for that graphic and see where each arrestee was and what state they were associated with. I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, absolutely. But you'll have the wackadoos out there.
From the standpoint of the protesters, this is a small group. Also within this Defend the Forest movement, there are no leaders. So people go off and do their own things. That doesn't just make them justifiable. But I do think, you know, you keep using these words, violent, 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 violent. It gives the impression, I mean, the only acts of violence against people that I saw were actually police tackling protesters.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, a cop was shot, but he did that to himself because he wanted to prove to everybody he could do that. What? Tell me. Tell me here what exactly this is all about. Tell me. me here how this is. You've imported insanity to allow this to happen. And I know Antifa's not real and it's all fake and it's made up and it's something the right has made up and blah, 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 blah. That's what the media will tell you. And mostly it's peaceful. How many times have we heard that? It's mostly peaceful. Tell that to the people after a closed down today and can't work. Tell that to the areas that were, you know, had crap thrown into the windows and stuff, you know, broken to hell and they've got to pay for all that. Tell that it's mostly peaceful. Please. Love hearing that. And we go back to what took place in the George Floyd riots in the aftermath. CNN's out there going, this is mostly peaceful. All the while behind them, buildings are burning. And people talk about violence. There's no violence. Words are violence. It's a bunch of crap. It is. You know it, and I know it. And this is what happens when you allow children to run free. Here's the difference. Atlanta, Georgia is not Portland. They're not going to turn around tomorrow and let you out on your own recognizance because you're just a swell person and you were fighting the man. No. You've run up against it in some of these areas. So when you export your stupidity and your violence and all of the other things, know that there is a price to pay. And that price is not like the price you would pay in Portland where they let you run willy-nilly because Portland doesn't want to deal with any of this stuff. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from all of you. Do you suffer from low T? Talk a bit about that. What is menopause? Male menopause. What is it? Is it real? Do you suffer from that? Talk about that. Gen Z and their work ethics. A lot of stuff to squeeze into, and we're going to try to squeeze into. Because, you know, when you suffer from menopause, you put on a little weight and stuff, and you got to squeeze into some of those old bands. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
2 years. It's been 2 years since the old Biden took over. Celebration. Oh, can't barely contain myself. So excited.
Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working. We're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down.
All right. Happy 2 year anniversary to us.
Happy 2 year anniversary. From the bottom up to the down to the sideways to the, that's what we're doing here. And we've got this younger generation that is just kicking butt and they're taking names. Here's something interesting. Views on unions haven't been this high in decades. But it doesn't translate to membership. Oh, wait, what? Yeah, labor unions, popularity. Currently, so 1953 through 57, averaged right around 75% as far as the views, positive views on labor unions. The low, 2009, 48%. Currently at 71% is what people are looking at. Share of employed U.S. workers who are members in a union. Go back to 1985, 20%. Currently now, it's 1 in 10 workers that are part of a union. Oh, whoa. Yeah. So places like California, Washington State, you know, the East Coast sides of things, the West Coast sides of things, you'll find lots of union participation, whether there's big government, where there is government, or government kind of runs all Illinois, things of that. You're going to find a lot more. Texas is just, you know, same thing kind of goes for Arizona. A lot of the Midwestern states, they're not union friendly. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons why. Unions are expensive. Unions grab the power and they love to run with it, but corporations are evil and bad. That's fine. You could say that all you want. And I'm not disagreeing in some cases that there's some bad folk in places, just like there's bad folks inside the unions, and there's some good folks inside the union. But you also realize that there's a finite. Yeah, I always go back to, you know, everybody talks about the big bailout with big banks. Fine. Go ahead. Should we have let him fail? I think with some of them, we should absolutely have let him fail. Should we have done a better job in telling them, hey, you know, not everybody needs to own a house. You guys need to crack down on some of this stuff. Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people had some serious issues and some blame to go around for everybody. But they paid back their stuff. We bailed out the auto unions. They didn't pay it back. We took a loss. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, it is weird. So unions, while the popularity is there, the reality is it's for generationally, it's just not. And part of that is the fact that we've got so many great laws in place to protect workers. We have, well, they want collective bargaining. Some states, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that kind of thing. It's, you know, it's an at-will kind of thing. And on the other side of stuff, you're going into a lot of these places and you're unionizing and you're finding out, wait, you go in union, they're going to take some of your money and you're not thrilled with that. Although the Supreme Court ruled that you don't have to allow them, still benefit. And on the other side of stuff, you're finding out, well, fine, if you guys are going to unionize, it's going to be too expensive for us to do business. So we're going to close down. So you unionize only to find out they're closing things down. But this younger generation, man, you don't have to worry about that. They're on point. They got it.
And is complaining how she cannot find people. She cannot keep good workers.
I'm a communicator and I've been ruminating for a very long time. So this is it. Your wages are not competitive and they are not good enough. You all are hardcore capitalists at heart. So I really don't understand how you can price competitively but not compensate competitively. Your wages do not stand alone. They are in competition with other employers. People are selling you their labor. So they're going to go to the highest bidder. If you are not the highest bidder, you don't stand a chance.
Oh, well, that's actually kind of true. Remember that? That's very much a truthful thing. Now, not everything is all it's cracked up to be. I know people that have taken less but work somewhere because they got freedom. They get to do a little bit more things. We're finding out more and more that is how people are looking at it. A younger generation's looking at it. But if it's just strictly wages, well, yeah, wages, higher wages always going to win out over lower wages. Oh, when did that
now happen? For decades, people have been fighting for a $15 minimum wage, at which you scoffed. And so now with the rising price of inflation, those wages should be around $30 to $35 per hour. Now, to find pricing structures in your area, I would go on Zillow.com, look at comparable rents around your area, then whatever the rent is, triple it. And that's the salary somebody should be making per month. And if you can't do that, you should either not be in business or be prepared to do it alone.
Yeah. And that's fine, except for who's going to hire you? Have you met human beings? Have you met a lot of America? Have you? I don't think many of you have. Because if you haven't, have you gone places and think, who didn't get the job? What the hell is wrong? It's crazy. It is. You should get 35, 40, 50 bucks an hour. Mm. And then you've got this side of stuff. Remember all the stuff. We got rage applying. And let's not forget.
So I'm just doing the bare minimum at work. Yikes. Can I ask why? One of the reasons is inflation. What does inflation have to do with you doing the minimum amount at work? Well, our company gave me a 2% annual raise, but inflation is at 9%. So that basically means I'm getting a pay cut based on purchasing power. Yeah, to be honest, many employees feel like their salary just isn't cutting it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. True. Very true. You got a 7% pay reduction. But you're also quiet quitting, or you've got this kind of attitude.
If Susan tries to give you the work of two people, you are one person, what do you do?
Yeah, you complete all of it so that you can take on more work so that Susan will be proud of you.
No, that's not what you're going to do, right? You're going to say, Susan, unless you're going to pay me the salary of two people because I'm one person, I'm not going to do that respectfully. Respectfully, I decline, right? Respectfully, I decline, Susan, okay?
Respectfully, I decline.
Oh, it's time for a 10-minute break. Let's go.
Person's talking about, respectfully, I decline. I don't feel like doing that. I'm not going to.
Think about how fucking sick a 40-hour work week is.
Yeah, no. I wish I had a 40-hour work week. Last Monday, I had a half day. I did my national show, which you guys are hearing right now. But my afternoon show, the office was closed for Martin Luther King Day in observance of that. So I had a half day. And I worked about 8-9 hours. And that included later on in the evening. And I laughed because I'm like, I felt weird. Well, that's because you're sold out to the man. Maybe. I love what I do. That helps. But I'm just showing you guys the craziness. It's always about the economy. And the younger generation seems to have this bizarre world where they want it to be from bottom up. Okay, bottom up. Sounds great. So for bottom up, how do we do this? Pay me a fair wage. What's a fair wage? What's a fair wage for somebody who I think is quiet quitting, rage applying, throws a fit whenever they want? Did you guys see that robot last week at Boston Dynamics? If you're a warehouse worker right now, you should be trembling. Because not only is it something that it can do, where it can load trucks, do anything you need it to do, on top of all of those things, it's also a computer. So it can scan and load at the same time. Oh, yeah. What's your value to my company? I'm risking the money. If we go out of business, it's my ass. It's my money that's gone. So tell me, what's your value? What are you bringing to me? You want me to be uber loyal to you, and you want to bitch about it. Tell me, what are you bringing to this? You want to pay you $20 an hour for a hamburger? $25 an hour to make a hamburger? Are you going to give me $25 an hour back just to break even? I don't know. Well, there you go then. If you don't know, I can't help you. This is what this job pays. And if you don't like it, go find it. Well, then you'll close. Then I do. But I'm not going to lose everything so you can smile and feel like you've got to win. Oh. Oh, yeah. I never thought of that. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Low T, do you suffer from it? Menopause. What is menopause, Chad? Are you making stuff up? I am not. So what is menopause? Male menopause, the silent epidemic, they say, that leaves millions of men suffering from ED, depression, rapid fat gain. So when you're a child, obviously you've got testosterone coursing through your, and I'm talking about men, not men assigned male at birth. Stop that. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. They even put that on here. These are people that were assigned male at birth. Shut up. Talking about men. So you have testosterone and it peaks about 20 and then it slowly but surely starts to come down. Then it starts to crater and then it starts. So when you get into your 40s and your 50s, things change. When you're 21, you're like, I put 5 pounds off. 2 days later, you're like, I lost 5 pounds. I'm good. When you get to 30, you're like, I put 5 pounds on. A couple weeks later, maybe a month, you're like, oh, yeah, back down to where I was. When you get to 40, you're like, I put 10 pounds on, and I lost 3, and it's a struggle. When you get to 50, you're like, I thought I lost 7 pounds. I put on 30, and I seem to be finding more. Hair loss, all kinds of issues that go on. And low T is the thing that people are saying is people are afraid to talk about it. Yeah. But you go and see these people that have testosterone therapy. So where they replace it, right? And if it's me, I would like to, what do I have? What do you have here? What? Just curious what you have here. Well, we have bull shark, which is, of course, the animal that has, I think, bull shark and a bull rhino have the most testosterone on the planet. We have that. We're like, oh, I'd like to take a look at that. Now, there's a chance that you want to beat everybody if you take this stuff. But I have seen results. And I was telling the guys, there's a picture out right now of Jeff Bezos, like 10 years ago. He looks exactly like the nerd. Like he's wearing his dad's jacket. It's too big for him. And there's a picture of him standing next to his girlfriend on a boat. And he's jacked. Like he's jacked to the point you're like, I don't know what you did. And I'm sure, look, you just don't get that why being taking this. You're working out. But you look like Joe Rogan. Like every shirt's a schmedium now. Oh, wow. It'll help with your sex drive. It'll help with your losing weight. Fatigue, depression. And that weird thing, too, that all of us get. And you know this if you're a little bit older. Man, you're younger. You do all kinds of stuff. Like watch me do a backflip. And it's amazing. Oh, my God, that's incredible. You land on your back and you laugh. Now it's like you'll take a nap and you wake up and you're like, my shoulder hurts. I don't think I go to work. What's wrong with me? This will help with that. So are you suffering? Because if you are, you better watch out, because the big hurt, Frank Thomas or Andy Van Slyke or Doug Flutie might stop by your house and ask you to try Nutrigenics or whatever it's called. Oh, my Lord. If you're struggling with menopause, don't be ashamed. 40% of American men apparently doing. But the depression and the fatigue is a very real thing. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram, and all of the other things. Are you struggling right now? Maybe you're struggling with decisions. It's a possibility. Maybe the decisions are where you're going in life and you need to talk it through with somebody. Maybe you've got deeper issues you need to work through. Well, this is where BetterHelp can come in. Tell my family it can help yours. We're talking about licensed therapists. Over 3 million people have been placed with licensed and vetted therapists with BetterHelp. Everything's done online. They're going to help you with navigating everything in life that you possibly can think of, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, becoming a parent, maybe just struggles in general in life. And it's all done online. So you have to worry about traveling somewhere, the hassle of trying to even find somebody and then getting in to see them. You fill out a small questionnaire and away it goes. It's brief. It's simple. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless search for that therapist. And if you're not happy with the therapist, you just don't feel like you're clicking, you can easily switch. Right now, save 10% on your first month for something that is already extremely affordable comparatively to a lot of what's out there by going to betterhelp.com/Benson. That's betterhelp.com/Benson. BetterHelp.com/Benson. Chad Benson Show.
Don't make me wear your mask. Are you trying to kill me? What happens if you have corona?
No need to socially distance while listening to your Chad Benson Show podcast. 4 out of 5 experts say so.
I'm a scientist. There is no corona.
But hurry, before they change their mind. You know they will. Chad's podcast found on iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, and wherever you find your favorite COVID-free podcasts.
Oh my gosh. I kind of like it, I'm not going to lie.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Along the Eastern Front, we saw towns shattered by Russia's war. We met Bogdan. He shows us the crater from a shell that nearly killed him.
Is this where you were? This shell crater right here?
He says, we were outside when the shell landed. We saw shrapnel flying and fell down on the ground. He takes us to his home, his mother waiting for him, his schooling interrupted, but a year of war teaching him a different skill. The ability to classify each munition by its sound.
Yeah, think about that. War is still raging on. More and more people are coming out that are the experts. And we talked to Mike Lyons. The offensive is going to be big come this springtime, kind of a last gasp, just Hail Mary potentially from the Russians. And that's why a lot of people are saying we need to get them everything they need now, not only protect themselves, but give them the opportunity to go on the offensive and maybe slow that down or stop it before it ever starts. And some of that includes tanks. And Germany have been a pain in everybody's ass when it comes to just about anything in this conflict.
After the Polish prime minister said last week he'll send Ukraine some of Poland's advanced German-made Leopard 2 tanks, even without Germany's approval, the German foreign minister now saying they won't stand in Poland's way.
Yeah, so the way that Germany's done a lot of this and several others is it goes back to allowing somebody like the Putin to dictate the terms of what's going on. Part of that is because he's got nuclear weapons. But I think a lot of people are going, he's not going to use any. He might have already tried something. He's probably not going to do that. So how do we make this a situation where we allow them to have some stuff? And we're doing this interesting thing where we're promising a lot of stuff. We're not giving that one thing they always want or this one thing. But later on down the road, we might. Tanks being one of them. They're not getting the M1 Abrams we talked about with Mike Lyons on Friday. Thing is too hard to learn in the amount of time that it would be useful to them. Secondly, the supplying of it, it's jet fuel. It's impossible for them to do it in a way that would be, it would be a waste. But these tanks, which are already there, these Leopard tanks, they're fast. Well, Germany said, well, if we give, you know, sell these to all these other countries, you can't give any of them to Ukraine. You can't do it. Or we're not going to sell you stuff anymore. That's when Poland came out and said, whatever, we're going to do it. So we'll see how much this can tip and help them out. But as, you know, Mike Lyon said, look, you know, here's a military analyst. The guy's been, you know, like he said, when we were in Baghdad, the first time, Desert Storm, he goes, 300-500, you know, tanks. He goes, we could have went down that highway and been in Baghdad in an hour, and they couldn't have stopped us. So we'll see what takes place. But this isn't over by any means. 323-538-2423, at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram. I was also reading, and, you know, we've touched on it on a few occasions, the shifting of Russia being a fossil fuel, oil and gas power is done. It has reshaped the marketplace. This failure and a light winter here has hurt them in ways that they're going to feel for decades financially. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
White people and Muslims, you have anything to worry about? This was not a you thing. Although somebody might try to spin it into it was a white person thing. The reality is the shooting at Monterey Park for Chinese Lunar New Year celebration and festival on Saturday night is not an angry MAGA right winger. It is not an Antifa person. They decided to attack Atlanta instead. It is not a Muslim terrorist. It is an older 72-year-old man.
Oh. As Torrance officers pulled behind the vehicle, the white van entered a shopping center parking lot. When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot, a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and was pronounced dead at the scene.
And like that, he is no longer with us. The question is, why? 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 What the hell happened? Who is this guy? He killed himself. Shot himself. Why did he go to a celebration of Lunar New Year and decide to shoot up a dance studio that he had frequented on many occasions? Why is that? Who is this cat?
The suspect has been identified as Hu Can Tran. He is a 72-year-old male.
Who's Asian? As you can, who? Exactly. Who? Who did it? No, who did it? He did it. He did it? No, who did it? Chad, stop that. I couldn't tell you why he did it. I don't know. He's 72. But watching the coverage change almost immediately when they released a picture of the suspect. And he wanted to do more damage. He did. He wanted to do more damage, and he tried to. But he failed. He went to another dance studio, and he was met by a guy named Brandon Zah, or Zay, who confronted him.
He was trying to hit me. He hit me across the face. He was bashing the back of my head. I was trying to use my elbow to create distance between him and the weapon.
Yeah. And he eventually got the gun away from this guy. Again, 72 years old.
I pointed the gun at him, and then I shouted, "Get the hell out. I'll shoot. Go away. Go. Get out."
And the guy fled. He said he worried he had to shoot the guy. Well, push came to shove, that's what you have to do. And I don't know if they were aware that this guy had already shot 10 people or not. I don't know what they were aware of, But it was a horrible situation. Then you had violence in Baton Rouge, 12 people shot. You had violence in Atlanta, where Antifa reared its ugly head and attacked, an activist was killed. Well, a police officer was shot, too. Well, what exactly happened? The only, stuff happened. Well, no, I'd like to know what exactly happened. Depends on who you talk to, right? If you talk to certain people, well, it's just this activist was just, you know, doing nothing and just mind their own business, just activism-ing. And was shot.
Hundreds of demonstrators poured into the streets, most of them peacefully protesting the killing of an environmental activist and plans to build a new police training center opponents have dubbed Cop City. Authorities shot and killed a 26-year-old activist while clearing the 85 acres of city-owned land where that training facility is set to be built. Officials say the activist shot at officers first, but other activists are disputing that. One state trooper was shot, but survived.
Yeah, so wait, who was shot? Well, it was mostly peaceful, as we always hear. And a vast majority of them, not from Atlanta, by the way. Oh, no, yeah. Not from Atlanta. And instead, from other places around the country, looking over there at you, Portland, God bless you. But you're now exporting, which has got to make you feel better. This is David Pfizer was on, I guess, CNN talking about what he saw in Atlanta.
From the standpoint of the protesters, this is a small group. Also within this Defend the Forest movement, there are no leaders. So people go off and do their own things. That doesn't just make them justifiable. But I do think, you know, you keep using these words, violent, 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 violent. It gives the impression, I mean, the only acts of violence against people that I saw were actually police tackling protests.
Clown. Well, yeah, because you should allow them to get away with anything they want all the time. It doesn't matter because it's fair because they're protesting and they're activists and they have every right. How'd the cop get shot? We don't know. It's probably him. He probably did it to himself. Wild weekend. Indeed, in this country. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter, your Instagram, all of the things. Other wildness going on. Guess what, guys? I don't know if you're aware of this. It is a nightmare at the border. Another 1.2 million, quote-unquote, gotaways got in last year. And we need to start talking about fixing this nightmare and actually having a serious conversation. Who's willing to do that? I know this guy will.
You cannot have the nation that we have, the workforce that's needed, and the intelligence that's going to be needed with it, and development of the skills, unless you have a secured border. There's not going to be any serious talks about immigration reform until everybody agrees we will have a secured border.
Yeah. Joe Manchin is also willing to talk about the debt ceiling. Negotiate there. This is what this looks like in today's world, where you have conversations to other people about things where there's a negotiation. You give a little, I give a little. I would love all of this stuff, but you're not going to do that, and I know that, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to ask for it. And you would love to give me this, but you know I'm not going to take that, and you need what I have. So while you throw that out there, you know full well that I'm not taking that. Somewhere in the middle is the opportunity to have a serious conversation about fixing the nightmare at the border. This is Mayor Eric Adams from New York City, who, by the way, has been to the border, who's a Democrat.
Just a few days ago, I was in El Paso to see for myself how the asylum seeker crisis affecting our border states and our entire nation. What I saw was not a state problem or a city problem. It is a national problem. Every attempt to deal with this immigration on a national level through legislation has been sabotaged. And cities are bearing the brunt of this failure, which is why I ask all of you here today to join me and say we must come together as Americans to solve an American problem.
Yeah. And that American problem that we need to solve is immigration. And there's ways of doing it. There's ways of especially with China in the position they're in now. And the opportunity to go into countries and rather than just hand them a blank check and say, here, try to fix your stuff, help out with manufacturing in Central America, throughout Mexico. It's growing. Vietnam is seeing a massive rise. People are looking elsewhere. They don't want to be dependent on China anymore with the way that things are going. The fact that, yes, it's good to know that there are activists out there pointing out all this horrible stuff that's gone on there for years, but we've turned a blind eye because we enjoy cheap goods. Well, we might have to spend a little bit more to get it produced here. Yeah. We also might have to spend some money to help set up things in places like Central America, South America, because it's not only good business for us in our immigration problem, it's good business for them and their problem of seeing the brain drain. These are all things we can think about, bringing people here and allowing them to come here to work on a limited basis. Make it easier for that. Those things are all right in front of us, and we have a chance. But to do any of those things, we can't have that conversation until we fix the border. Once we do that, I think we should be open to talking about any of these things and all of these things. But if you're going to start with, give us all of this stuff, and then we'll have a conversation about the border. We've done that before, and we did it in the 80s, and it was going to be a one-time thing. Well, lo and behold, we're still here, we're still talking about it, and we haven't fixed a damn thing. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about inflation, where we see things going this year. I've seen more financial muckety-muck say, we're in a recession. We're going to recession. This thing's going to be deep. This thing's not going to be deep. Let's get somebody who's dealing with on a day-to-day in the marketplace and find out what the hell do you really think's going on out there? And where, you know, with some of this tech news, where should people be looking to do with their money? Because, man, I tell you, the whole AI thing is blowing stuff up for a lot of tech companies right now. And it's going to be interesting to see how that, I mean, when you've got Google calling in their founders saying, what do we do? They're worried about ChatGPT and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, there's a reason for that. But that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Means more competition, better stuff. I got zero problems with that. Rough Greens, RUFFGreens.com/Chad, RoughGreens.com/Chad. What is it? The best supplement in the world. I give it to my dogs every single day. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega 369. Also give it to my mom's dogs. My mom's dogs are bigger. My dogs are little. My mom's dogs are huge. Guess what happens? It works for them. It helps them in their hips. It helps them with their energy level. It helps them with their allergies because they're big, giant, fluffy dogs. And I mean giant. Smallest one of them, I'm going to tell you this, is a St. Bernard. Luna is her name. Oh, wow. That's crazy. On the other side of stuff, my dogs are tiny. But it benefits both of them. If you love your animals like I love my animals, try this supplement with the vitamins, the minerals, the probiotics, omega 369, all this stuff. You just sprinkle it on top of your dog's food and you watch what happens. It's amazing. It has been incredible for my dogs. I know it'll help your dogs as well. Try it now. Get a bag for free. Cover the cost of shipping. RoughGreens.com/Chad. RUFFGreens.com/Chad. RoughGreens.com/Chad. Little what's trending straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Welcome to the Chad Autonomous Zone.
Woo!
Bipolar.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler.
No. Bipartisan.
Don't abandon. Don't censor. Engage.
Yes. The Chad Benson Show, where free speech and uncensored thought run wild.
That's crazy.
Now it's time to find out what's trending.
What's trending?
Einstein, James Dean, Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Princess Grace, Peggy Grace, Chopper in the Suez.
Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname.
Leonhead, Brasnap, Lenny, Bush, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom.
What's trending? Oh, yeah. Let's find out what's trending, baby. You know what I'm saying? NFL. Talk a little bit about that. Lots of trending going on there on the old Google machine. Lots of that. Last episode of, or the other episode of Last of Us debuted on HBO. I've not watched any of that. I might. You know, like getting into stuff, unless there's a couple seasons, because you get into it and you're like, oh, that's really good. Oh, yeah, we're going to cancel that. I like to give it a little run. Let it breathe for a little bit. I'll let everybody talk and then I'll get back into it. I like that. I like that. SNL mocking George Santos over and over again, as they should. Guy is just so full of it. Oh, my Lord. Splash Mountain apparently is closing for good at Disney World. Oh, no, man. Yep. That's crazy. I know. Why? Because probably because of racism. Racism! I don't know if that's true. I'm just making stuff up. Head over to Twitter. Obviously, the shootings are a huge deal. A little bit more political, as we know, on Twitter. Why? Big thing. Groceries trending up. The reason simple. Because they're more expensive. Damn it. Talk a bit about that in a second with the eggs. Craziness of eggs. Let's see. Ruben Gallego is going to challenge Kyrsten Sinema. So if you guys don't know who Kyrsten Sinema is, she's a little bit like Joe Manchin, except she's left the Democratic Party. She is now an independent. The progressives can't stand her. And everybody here is a Democrat, thinks she's going to get just absolutely boat raced in a primary and will lose her Senate seat in 2 years. I think it's going to happen. First of all, still a purple state here. A lot of people in the Democratic Party are center left, not left, left, left. And a lot of people in the center right like Kyrsten Sinema. And she can money raise. Oh, she can. Lots of NFL talk. Lots of talk about what is going to happen with free agency, quarterbacks, things of that nature. And it is very interesting when you see some of the stuff, because Trey Lance, that the 49ers spent a ton of draft capital getting, may be out sooner rather than later because they got Brock Purdy. But I always say this, don't put all of your eggs in that basket because you never know. Speaking of eggs.
In Chile, Palmer, Alaska, the demand for chickens and their eggs is heating up.
I was already sold out even before the egg shortage. I was selling everything I had.
If you've been to the grocery store recently, you may have noticed fewer eggs and higher prices, up about 11% last month on average from November, up nearly 60% in the last year. $11.49 for a dozen eggs in New York, $10.99 in Hawaii.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's expensive. Oh, and on top of that, now they're being smuggled in here through Mexico in a major smuggled eggs. Huge. Avian flu is a big issue and largely to blame for this.
Egg Shop, with two cafes in New York City, is struggling with prices on their main ingredient.
We go through 7,000 to 9,000 eggs a week, so it's a significant amount of eggs. And in the last couple weeks, they've jumped as high as 60%. How have you been able to absorb the high price increases of eggs? Unfortunately, we have raised all of our prices about 10% on our menu items.
For some, the increased cost is too much. Baked After Dark Bakery in Nebraska will close its doors this weekend.
I think about what our family can afford to pay for a cookie. I take that into consideration. We can't charge $5 a cookie.
Yeah, no. It's crazy. Eggs being smuggled in from Mexico. Whoa, that's insane. Inflation's about a bitch. You know that, and I know that. Speaking of inflation, let's talk to our buddy Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer from Bulwark Capital. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the market, what we can look forward to this week, a lot of other stuff. We'll talk to him straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
My buddy Zach Abraham's going to join us here, hopefully in a minute. Talk about the economy. It's about the economy, stupid. How many times do I have to tell you that? Economy's good. Things go well. Economy's bad. Well, your life feels a little bit different, right? Even if maybe things aren't perfect in your life, if you're doing okay, well, life, we're all right. Because all of us live in the world of the economy. It's the one thing that we all share. Rich or poor, it's the economy. That is the number one thing that we all share. And I always try to explain that to people. People always, no, you don't understand. Or it is the thing we share. That's why it's always number one or two when it comes to what's the most important things to talk about when election time comes around. And there are a lot of stuff. We're just talking about immigration. Huge. But at the end of the day, whether it's Biden's documents, I'm just talking about eggs, for God's sakes, the expense of eggs. The facts are, is you and I sit here, our life doesn't change on Biden's documents. I don't think he was selling them. I don't think Trump was selling them. It's great to fill hours. But eggs did go down. Gas prices didn't go down. We talk about this all the time. That's why it's so important when we think about the economy and the ways that we think about it. And how it affects each and every one of us. I mean, I get a ton of these things sent to me all the time, like studies. You know, spend a week, you know, you make $250,000 a week in Portland, $250,000 a week in Los Angeles, a week in San Francisco, a week in New York, a week in Cedar Rapids, a week in wherever. So, you know, they break it down. And you're, you know, again, the cost of living in some of those places makes things a little bit easier. But it's amazing. You see somebody makes $250,000 a year and they're still renting a room. And it is the economy stupid. And I try to express that to all of the people when I talk about the things that matter in life, in when we talk about your life in particular, is what matters to you the most is truly the thing that is the center of the universe. It's your kids. It's, you know, how you get to pay your bills. Those things truly land at your front door every single day. Every day. Inflation's through the roof. You're pissed. You should be. Right? You're taking a pay cut. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about it. But you should think about it. Because while there are things out there that are important, immigration is absolutely important to talk about, it still always comes back to the economy. And it will always do that. Because if you can pay your bills and you feel good about yourself and you feel good about the, you know, your future when it comes to your job and your safety and the safety of your job and whether or not it's going to go somewhere, those things absolutely matter. And I always try to tell people this. That's why, you know, like when you hear a lot of this other stuff, it's interesting to talk about. There's no doubt. There's a lot of stuff that's interesting to talk about. And things that are important. But when it comes to an individual, it's still about your world. And your world revolves around your family, being able to pay the bills, keep the lights on, etc., etc. Now, when you get older, you'll see the change of stuff, right? You've paid your bills. You own your house. You can get a little bit more angry. When you're younger and you don't have any money or any responsibility, you're a little bit more activist. You can be a little bit more But for that vast majority of us in that mid to late 20s, all the way up through the 50s, you're still paying for college. You're still paying for this. You are living in a world where these things matter so much. You're 21. You don't care how much eggs cost. If you're 71, you care because maybe you're on a fixed income. Oh, yeah. So much of what we see, the documents, the whacking, that stuff is great for television. But in the overall scheme of things, you're not really worried about Biden's documents or Trump's documents. How about this? What about free speech? Sheila Jackson Lee has introduced a new bill on speech and hate crimes.
Sheila Jackson Lee has devoted her entire political career, indeed her entire life, to a single cause: shrinking about white racism.
It should come as no surprise to you that Tucker Carlson was on the attack. But this specific rant focused not just on attacking Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, but also a bill that she's proposing, H.R. 61, the Leading Against White Supremacy Act. The bill would expand the federal scope of hate crimes to include acts inspired by white supremacy. The intent is to strengthen what are presently weak federal hate crime laws.
Yeah, so, you know, what are those? These are things that matter as well, but they're not as pressing to everyday individuals. But these things matter. I care about free speech. And by the way, I'm a free speech absolutist outside of you trying to get people to hurt other people. There is the issue that's out there. What is in this bill? What's this thing all about?
Tucker Carlson is upset about the law because he is one of the people who promotes white supremacist ideology. Does this bill allow potential prosecution of people like Tucker Carlson?
Everyone deserves justice and equality. It seems that the right-wing extremists, the violent extremists, don't want that to happen. This does not criminalize speech. It is a crime bill. It is a criminal law bill, which means that intent would have to be proved, that what generated out of that speech or your intent was to provoke someone to violence, and that a violent act did occur.
Now, if that was all that it was cracked up to be, I say absolutely. So if you are begging people to commit violence in the name of whatever, and you're pushing for violence against a group of people or individuals or an individual, well, that's a different thing than saying, I don't like you because... I don't like this because it's the slippery slope that I think people worry about, as we all should worry about slippery slopes. No matter what it is. Because once we start doing one thing, it becomes another thing. And the next thing you know, we decide to put everything inside of a basket and say it's evil. The only speech, according to the Supreme Court, that is protected is speech you don't like, i.e. hate speech. Remember that. If you like it, it doesn't need protection in your world. If you don't like it, well, that does need protection because you might want to get rid of it. Oh. She continues.
So this is not about occasions. It's not about the First Amendment. It is an anti-hate crime bill. If you're engaged in a hate crime, you need to be punished.
Yeah, as such. I got no problem with it. But you should have thrown out there it's white. Well, white domestic terrorism. How about hate crime being a hate crime? If a black commits a crime against an Asian based on the color of their skin, that is a hate crime and should be punished. If a white does it to a black, that's a hate crime and should be punished as such. If the reason that they're committing a crime against said individual was strictly based on their race, their religion, that's fine. If it's two people who are in a beef and they just happen to be in different colors, well, that's not a hate crime. That's just two people that are in a beef. And while it can end horribly, it didn't set out that way where somebody was hunting somebody based on their race. But when you get into the speech side of things and you want to get to that point where you start want to tossing around certain things, that's the scary issue.
But again, he has a free speech right to say it, and he cannot be criminalized for saying that. And so he said the very words that someone can be offended by, but it does, right. It is not under this particular bill. It's about speech that jeopardizes individuals' life and liberty.
You know, somebody says, you know, well, if people talk bad about you, wouldn't you want to get rid of that? No, I will stand up for your right to have a disdain for me. I will protect your speech to have utter contempt for everything that I am. You can hate me with every ounce of your being, and I will protect your right to do that and to say things that you don't like about me. If you advocate violence against me or my family, well, you've crossed a line. And this is where going out and actually showing people, hey, this is how we do things, and this is the way that we should do things, really is something that we need to talk about. You know, I always joke about branding, but so much gets lost in translation through hype and lunacy. So much does. And when you have a real conversation and you're able to go out and convey a message in a thoughtful, real way. I think most people sit back and go, oh yeah, I get that. It's what one group would do to another group if given the opportunity to paint a picture, media, in something they enjoy painting a picture about. This is what they do. We should all be frustrated about this. Because while they paint the picture here, this is a hate crime, in reality, it's a lot more than that. And speech does come into it because it also starts to talk about intent and then maybe or maybe not how it's interpreted. And there's the slippery slope. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram. Well, we've got the Final Four in the NFL. That's the National Football League. We shall discuss what those Final Four looks like. Some upsets, potentially. Oh, man, what a weekend ahead. It is the Chad Benson Show.
Welcome to Tribal Free Radio. Information over affirmation. Facts over fiction.
It's ridiculous, and I want you to know that.
You call it ridiculous, we call it reality.
That's a crock.
Real over fake.
God help us.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
The Chad Benson Show. Fighting truth decay the American way.
A game. Which one? All of them minus the Giants and the Eagles. We'll talk about that one a little bit later. But started Saturday with the Jaguars and the Chiefs. I said the Jags were going to give them real issues. They did. There's an ankle that everybody's looking at, and it's the worst kind of ankle sprain to have. It's a high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes. Chad Henne came in, played great, but the Jags had opportunities. And they missed their opportunities. The end of the day, the Chiefs won 27-20. They're going to go to the AFC Championship game, and that game will be played at home because yesterday the Bills were kind of boat raced by the Bengals. Bengals are for real. And last year the Bengals went into KC and won. Had the Bills won yesterday, that AFC Championship game, because of what happened with DeMar Hamlin and the canceling of that game, would have been played in Atlanta. So now, though, the Bengals will be on the road yet again. 49ers, Brock Purdy, they did everything they needed to do. They intercepted the Dak Prescott a couple times. They just clamped down on them. And as much as the best defense that Brock Purdy has seen since he's been in there, he did not turn the ball over. The legend continues. 49ers on their way to a second consecutive NFC Championship game where they'll play the Eagles, who boat raced the Giants on Saturday night. And quiet. When we talk about great teams, Bengals, Chiefs, Bills, right? Because of their quarterbacks, they get all of the pub. But quietly, the Eagles are just amazing. Quietly, they are just crushing teams. 38-7 doesn't even begin to talk about what that game was about. It just doesn't. Why? Before the game, this was like, hey, Daniel Jones does well here. There's no doubt that the Giants are going to have to come back and make sure that they keep him. They spent all that draft capital on him. They got him. They picked him in the first round early on. They declined to pick up his fifth-year option. Oh, my God. By the end of that game, they're like, we might have to find somebody else. They are so good. But they're not great in the way that you would think of great. In the way that I think people, you know, I myself think of it. They're not like, it's one of those, and I've been on teams like this, and I've played against teams like this, where you walk off the field and you say to yourself, how did we lose that game? Or the other team said, how do those guys beat us so bad? Good quarterback play. He runs, he throws, doesn't make mistakes, and he can go deep, he can go short, he's smart, he gets the game. And it's a very interesting situation. I'm excited. So next week, The Final Four are here. NFL Conference Championship start in the NFC Sunday. 49ers, Eagles, and then the nightcap, if you will, the Bengals and Chiefs rematch from last year. 49ers were in the AFC Championship, NFC Championship game last year against the Rams. This year they'll take on the Eagles, and this is just the same rematch from last year. But that ankle, that high ankle sprain, I saw Tony Romo yesterday, and I've been in a position like that. When you get hurt like that, when you have a high ankle sprain, that day you can play. You've got adrenaline coursing through you. It is all... Today, he's waking up. They're MRIing it again. They did it yesterday. They're going to do it again. Make sure there's no structural damage, anything like that, any bad tears. Do I think he'll play? Definitely a possibility. Do I think it's also a possibility he doesn't play? 100%. And it doesn't mean that the Chiefs are done by any manner. But I'm just saying, he isn't going to be... the fear he's going to run or take off at any time. And that high ankle sprain, I'm telling you, it is. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Yeah, we'll definitely talk a bit more about that in the coming days for sure as we get closer. Swiss America wants to help you. Let me tell you about Swiss America. They are awesome. And, you know, there's different ways that you can do stuff with your money. And one of those things is being able to look and say, you know, I'd like to buy some gold, some silver, things of that nature with inflation where it is. And we just, you know, we talked to our buddy here a little while ago. There's opportunities there for things like this. $12.50 right now, you're going to get a silver walking Liberty half dollar delivered right to you. That's right, $12.50. You can call, you can text to reserve your silver coins at 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com/chat. Now, the silver walking Liberty half dollars is just $12.50. You can have it delivered right to you with a limit of $250 per customer. They sent me some. They're amazing. They're incredible. I've got coins and I've got investments. And then I've also got coins, silver, things like these things, because you know what? I think it's a good thing to do, to have. And that's why I think you should as well. Precious metals poised for a nice move this year. Why not grab some of these? Just $12.50 for the silver walking Liberty half dollar from Swiss America. Go to SwissAmerica.com/Chad right now or call or text 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com/Chad. 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 It is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts. Independent life. This is Chad Benson.
It's very interesting. I told a couple of people over the weekend, the first thing we do in a mass shooting is we want to find out who the suspect is because we want to know who to blame. Is it the Muslims? Is it terrorism? Is it the white people, right? Well, who are we blaming here? And then the shooting happens, you know, it is a, because it's their Chinese New Year. A shooting happens, and you find out it's neither of those, right? Like, so everybody takes a step back and says, okay, well, we're not blaming, you know, this group here, or that group there. We are blaming somebody who is evil, who did something. Why? Nobody knows. And a 72-year-old man, by the way.
Were able to confirm the identity of the male inside the white cargo van as the suspect in the mass shooting that we had in Monterey Park. Last name, T-R-A-N. He is a 72-year-old male Asian.
Oh, well, there's nothing to see here, right? That's the way, and I'm interested to see how this goes. Is this a nothing to see here? Why did a 72-year-old man flip out and do what he did? What was it about? Now, let's go back several months. There was another incident like this. I believe it was at a Chinese church, a Christian church, and also in Southern California, this time in Orange County, California, where a guy went in, and I believe he shot a few parishioners before he was disarmed. This guy shot 20 people in Monterey Park and then went next door, essentially, a small little city next door, Alhambra, and tried to kill a bunch of other people when, lo and behold, he ran into a guy named Brandon Zah, who, because this was a dance facility that he had went to, that apparently he had frequented on many occasions. And if you know anything about, you know, whether it's on the East Coast or on the West Coast, these are very tight-knit communities, the Asian communities. You could go to places like Chinatown and find people that live and stay in Chinatown who have been there a vast majority, if not all of their life, and speak little to no English because they've never had. I mean, this is one of those communities that's so tight. Why? They said he had been to this place on numerous occasions. So it wasn't like he's unfamiliar. Run and starts blasting people, goes to another dance hall facility and runs into this guy.
He was trying to hit me. He hit me across the face. He was bashing the back of my head. I was trying to use my elbow to create distance between him and the weapon.
Yep. And they got into it. They scuffled.
I quickly called police and still had the gun in my hand.
Yeah, because he was worried, right? So, I mean, this is it. This is a guy who scuffles with a guy who's already shot 20 people. And some dude just rolls on in. Here, and with what he had, so this thing could held 30 plus the magazine. And by the sounds of it, he might have altered it. We'll find all the stuff out later. Here where I live in Arizona. For those of you guys who don't know, we're an open carry state. So for me to walk into a Walmart or somewhere and see several people, and at times even myself, with a gun on the hip, it's not a big deal. It's not. But in a place like California, where you've got to you have to have your gun in the back of the car, it's got to be in the trunk, and the bullets have to be separated, and you know it's just the way that they have done it. Still didn't stop this from happening, by the way. Just let everybody know that. And they'll come out today and they'll scream and yell a little bit about this because the racial component doesn't add up. Maybe this guy was pissed about Hong Kong, blames Chinese for it. Maybe he was a person who was mentally disturbed, but they haven't ruled out a hate crime, as they've said. It's just no matter how hard you try, and we've talked about this in the past, no matter how hard you try, at the end of the day, people that are hell-bent on killing and doing horrible things are going to do it. They'll find a way. They will. And we'll find out more and more about this guy who is no longer with us. He did kill himself. They cornered him yesterday, and well.
As Torrance officers pulled behind the vehicle, the white van entered a shopping center parking lot. When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot, a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and was pronounced dead at the scene.
Yeah. So a horrible situation. Again, just a weird situation, but I want you guys to understand there was 12 people shot in Baton Rouge, and understand the way the media works. The media is in a position where the media loves clicks, loves a lot of different things, also loves narratives. And if the narrative doesn't fit in many cases their ideology and their belief, they'll stray away from it. And if this guy was mentally ill, will you hear much about it? If this was a white guy, it is all over the news, everywhere. It's the lead story 24/7. But it's not. It's just not. What took place in Baton Rouge? Another shooting.
This is Claude Dior at 46.
It's the kind of dispatch that's become familiar on the website Broadcastify.
Multiple people are shot there.
12 people were shot inside that club near the LSU campus, three of them critically wounded. But Baton Rouge Police Lieutenant Brian Ballard says this was a targeted attack.
This was not just a random act of someone showing up and randomly shooting citizens of Baton Rouge.
But the someone who did open fire is still loose this morning.
And why? Is it a targeted attack? If there's not a narrative, you won't hear about it. 12 people shot? It doesn't really make the news like you would think it would make the news. Because chances are there's something behind this. This might not have been a white guy full of hate, which there's plenty of. Don't get me wrong. Trust me, I hear from him all the time. I'm just saying, be careful with the news. It's a horrible situation what took place out there. I actually was worried about my uncle. My Uncle Paul, you guys know, my best friend. So Saturday night, about 2 hours before the shooting, he sends me footage. He's out at he was going to dinner, him and his wife, Auntie Karma. Hello, Auntie Karma. And there's, you know, the Chinese dragons and the people are dancing and stuff. I didn't even know it was, you know, Chinese New Year and stuff. And I didn't hear from him until yesterday afternoon, which is odd because normally he wakes up and starts sending me wacky, crazy conspiracy theory TikToks and craziness. But, you know, I started thinking, well, what the hell happened here? It's the narrative, though. You watch the narrative. Just watch the narrative and where it goes. It's what the media enjoys, and it'll dissipate fast if it doesn't fit the thing that they want. Angry white guy, 24/7 on the news, right? But if it's anybody but that, oh, never. Never. And if they could tie it back to Trump or the Proud Boys or something like that, oh, this would be gold for them. But they're not. Could this be mental illness? It's a possibility. 72 years old. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram, all of the other things. You know, one of the things that needs to be talked about is this tank thing that we're not talking about enough. We talked about it a bit on Friday. There last week, we've got the United States and the power of the United States as far as our military, our SecDef, and you know, there's all of the people that are there telling everybody, hey, guys, we need tanks over here. And everybody, in particular, the Germans, like, you guys should probably give them tanks. Poland's like, we're giving them some Leopard tanks. Germany, you need to do something. America's like, look, what they want, they're not getting. They couldn't handle it. It would take too long to get it ready. They couldn't supply it when they need to be. And we have done the heavy lifting. Poland has done the heavy lifting. Germany, you've not done squadoosh, as usual.
In Warsaw, the Polish prime minister says his country is building a coalition of nations ready to send in Leopards, even if there is no permission from manufacturer Germany. Meanwhile, Germany's foreign minister in an interview says if Poland asks, it won't stand in the way of such a move.
So that's the latest. Because the way Germany has been doing it is, which is weird. Again, Germany, just do something, right? Just say we're not doing anything or we're going to do something. Your half-assery is incredible. Germany, like some of these other countries, are saying, if we make it here and we sell it to you, you can't give it to them. And Germany makes the Leopard for whatever reason. And now Poland and Germany seem to come to an agreement, which is, all right, we won't send him any of the Leopards, Germany, like we make them. But you guys, if we give them to you, you buy them from us, they're yours. I guess you could give them to them. It's such a joke. It is such a joke. And the reason's simple. This is going to be an offensive that is coming sooner rather than later. I have a feeling, as we talked to our buddy, Mike Lyons, on Friday, a last-ditch effort that you're going to see the Russians roll into starting sooner rather than later. And that sooner rather than later is coming, I would assume, March, April. And they're going to build up to it. And it's going to be big. 323-53 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. We keep going back to this. You know, what's that bridge too far for us? What's that bridge too far for a lot of others when it comes to Russia? Why does Russia get to continue to push out the terms of something where they invaded another country and everybody sits back? It's simple. They've got nuclear weapons. They do. Where is that point where they say, it's time to negotiate? Michael Lyons said it last week, and if you missed any of the podcast, he said, look, they've got 20% of the country they didn't have. before this, they could walk away with some sort of victory. Because at some point, too, Ukraine's got to understand, we are not going to unload all that we have in perpetuity to keep this fight going. So there's going to have to be give and take. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, tweet, text, a lot of other stuff to get to. Georgia Antifa, what? Boston Antifa, what? Portland, are you exporting stuff now? And is Antifa? Talk about that. Bunch of other good stuff on the way, including some more Biden doc stuff, immigration, the new thing smuggling in isn't fentanyl, it's eggs. What? Oh, yeah, this is crazy. I'm going to try to get everything in. And if you missed the show, we got it in throughout the show today. But there's just so much stuff that even I couldn't get earlier. Tony Dungy stuff, menopause. Talk a little bit about that as well. A little low-T action going on over here. Raycon, best earbuds around. If you have a podcast you love, say the Chad Benson Show podcast. Grab it. Listen to it with your Raycons. This weekend, we were rocking it out. My wife and I playing a lot of pickleball. It was awesome. You know what happened? My earbuds never fell out. She got spendy earbuds, right? Family member gave her some of those because they matched the phone. You know what I'm talking about? They fell out all the time. Finally, she had to put on a little speaker. I didn't have to. My earbuds stay in because the everyday earbuds with 8 hours of talk time, 32 hours of battery life are fantastic. Comfortable feel, best sound quality, several different sound modes, and they don't budge. They don't fall out. And I love that. Whether I'm working out hardcore, maybe just listening to a podcast, there's only one I turn to. That's Raycon. Get your Raycons now by going to buyraycon.com/Chad. Save an extra 15%. Buyraycon.com/Chad. They already start under $100. Buyraycon.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
In a new ABC News Ipsos poll conducted before the news of Friday's search, a majority of Americans said they think the president acted inappropriately.
34% believe it's appropriate. 64% believe it is inappropriate. More think what Donald Trump did was inappropriate, but this is not a good look for Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, that's not a shocker. I mean, again, there's a lot of disdain for Trump, and he deserves a lot of that disdain. Did so much of it to himself. That being, you know, said, Joe, you did wrong. And the White House, you guys covered up, and you played this game. And here's the issue I have with any of this when it comes to, it's the fact that, okay, so they alerted Trump, you know, months and months ago. Oh, you got some stuff we need. We want it back. Oh, I thought I gave it all back. Oh, I thought I gave it all back. Then it was, I don't have any more. And there was a bunch of stuff. And the raid comes in. They find more stuff over the weekend. And now you've got different areas of stuff. Do I think, like I've said, do I think either of these, either of them, have secrets of secrets that are going to undo the United States? I do not. I do not. But what you do have is the way that it's covered again. And that's what I get from a lot of people out there. Why aren't they covering it? Guess what? I'm here to tell you guys, they're covering the hell out of this. They are. Now, some of them are always trying to make it well, Trump was worse, but a lot of other people out there are being very honest, saying, look, you guys screwed up. You took stuff. You had it. You shouldn't have. Now we've got more documents and more stuff is coming out, and you look bad. And the fact that you had these things for almost 70 days, you knew these things were happening, and you did nothing. You didn't alert anybody. You didn't tell anybody. That right there is very telling.
Do you fear that the current president has lost the high ground on this notion of classified information being where it shouldn't be?
Well, of course. Let's be honest about it. When that information is found, it diminishes the stature of any person who is in possession of it, because it's not supposed to happen. Whether it was the fault of a staffer or an attorney, it makes no difference. The elected official bears ultimate responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely he does, and continues to do that. That's a senator who's a Democrat, Dick Durbin, who's talking about what? Yeah, the moral high ground is gone. You had the opportunity to have moral ground, high ground, you thought, but you blew it up, and you still played a game, and it continues to blow up in your face, and now you guys are changing the narrative. Well, what this guy did over here was worth. Both of you guys, as Bill Maher said, you screwed up.
This documents thing. Now, look, was Biden shady with the documents? Absolutely. And the fact that they found them before the midterm elections and they didn't talk about it.
2 months.
Two months. And yeah. Okay. Very shady. I call shady on both sides.
Yeah. And you can go out and say, Trump, you were even more shady. Now what you're doing is you're making the ad habitum argument of you're bad, too, and you're worse. Let me tell you, you guys are bad in this situation. Now, I go back to, I don't think anything here was going on that was untoward. I don't think anybody was selling secrets. I don't think any of those things. What I do think, though, is it's great for politics. It's great to talk about in the Beltway. Because it's much easier to talk about this than a lot of the other issues that are going on out there. And when you're in this myopic world that they live in, well, this is something you talk about. That being said, you got caught and they found more again. Now they're looking elsewhere. And the transparency issue has come up. And for people out there who are on the left, who maybe aren't fans of Joe, this is also an opportunity to get it from that side to try to weaken you and hopefully hope that you bow out. Oh. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Do you have menopause? We talk about it next. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Do you suffer from menopause? What is that, Chad? I don't know. All I know is I see these low-T commercials. Was it Eugenics or whatever? I'm like, why is Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, that's his nickname, baseball player, holding a press conference about low-T at an airport? Or walking down the street and like throwing a football with Doug Flutie and Andy Vance, like two former athletes. It's like, hey, they used to suffer with low T and they don't anymore. That's weird. But it's real. Nicknamed menopause, it's like the female version of menopause. What happens? Well, as a child, you were born, and this is, I'm going to get to this. If you're assigned male at birth, and wait till you hear this, I'll show you this. This is on the Daily Mail. So what ends up happening is, you know, as you're a kid, your testosterone levels are through the roof. You get to about 20, peaks out, then it starts to slowly but surely dissipate. Testosterone starts to slowly but surely fall. And then it gets down, and when you hit your 40s and 50s, now how many of us, because I'm 50, you don't lose weight like you did when you're in your 20s, or even your 30s. 40s, it's like, man, that 10 extra pounds I put on, it's still 10 extra pounds. That 50s, that, you know, that 20 extra pounds is still 20. And to lose that weight, it's a tough thing. Well, that's part of the process with the old menopause. Hair loss. I'm bald. I shave my head, though. I get up really early. It's easy for me. Rapid muscle loss. Injury prone. Absolutely can't be. Depression, anxiety. No. But it does happen to a lot of people. You get older, part of that thing could be also, you know, immortality, things of that nature. The injury-prone thing, it's weird, and it's funny. I talk about this all the time on my local show here with Gatos, because he's almost 50. I turned 50 a couple years ago, and I'm like, dude, when you're younger, it's like, you could, I'll jump off a roof. It's no big deal. I'll bounce. I'm going. You're like, you wake up after taking a nap on the couch, you're like, oh my God, my neck hurts. I don't know if I'm going to work. Like, what the hell's wrong with me? It could be low T. All joking aside, they are talking about the fact that this is a real thing. And they show some people who are proponents of it. One of them is Jeff Bezos. So they show a picture of Jeff Bezos when he's like 40 years old. And they show him now. When he's 40, he looks like the nerd that you think the nerd who owns Amazon would look. They show him now. He looks like Joe Rogan outside of the tattoos. He's jacked. I was like, damn. Damn, indeed. Estimates from the University of Wisconsin show the low testosterone affects roughly 12% of men in their 50s, 19% in their 60s, 28% in their 70s, and about 50% in their 80s. Testosterone as male is produced in the testy area and drives sexual development. It regulates sex drive, bone mass, fat distribution, muscle mass, and strength. So symptoms, now this is where it gets weird. Symptoms of low T in adults assigned male at birth. First of all, stop that. You are a male. And even if you now identify as a female, there's still testosterone because women have testosterone. Reduced sex drive. ED, loss of armpit or pubic hair, depressed mood and fatigue are some of the symptoms and that you should go get them checked. And if they ask you, what would you like to replace it? Say, yes, I would like to either have the bull shark or rhino testosterone. Which one do you have? If you guys don't know, the bull shark, I believe, has the most testosterone on earth than any other animal. More dangerous than the great white, more dangerous than the tiger is the bull shark because it will absolutely, apparently, just be evil. Some foods such as magnesium-rich dark leafy greens, eggs, and fatty fish can help boost low T levels. And there's nothing wrong with it as you get older. I mean, look, I recognize the fact I can't do what I once did when I was younger. And it's tough. You know, it's tough. It's tough coming to grips that, you know what, I'm not playing for the tips anymore. I'm not, you know, I'm not playing, that's golf term. I'm not playing from the back tees. Why? Because I'm 52. I'm not 20. I'm not 25. I don't do this every day. And, you know, I'm not hitting the ball 350 yards. It's just not happening. You know, I get it out there decent enough. Those are little things that you know, you got to, and it's tough. Some of it's mental. Don't get me wrong. And there's other sides of it as well. But if you're suffering from menopause, if you will, talk to a doctor. It's also a psychological thing. It is for guys, you know. Why doesn't it work? And you know, it's like, what's going on? Why am I sore all the time? Because you're just getting older. And while things are better than they've ever been, and we're finding out more and more stuff, how to reverse aging and do all these kind of things, there's still things out there that are just, it's nature. And nature's doing its thing. And as you know, nature will mess you up. And nature says, hey, we're going to reduce your testosterone. And that's why that, you know, that freshman 10 that you could work off 35 years ago was simple. And now you've got the senior 20. It's tough. And you're like, son of a little low T. Get it checked out. Don't be embarrassed. Maybe Frank Thomas come to your house and do a press conference. You want to play catch with me? I do not. You're the largest human being on earth. I just want to let you know that. If you've never seen Frank Thomas, go look at him. I don't know if he suffers from low T. He might need to suffer from some low T. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram. Hey, by the way, we have a border. While everybody else is running around going, what are we going to do with all these documents? We have a border, and it is a mess.
You cannot have the nation that we have, the workforce that's needed, and the intelligence that's going to be needed with it, and the development of the skills, unless you have a secured border. There's not going to be any serious talks about immigration reform until everybody agrees we will have a secured border.
And that's the thing that we've talked about forever and a day. You stop trying to bail out the ship, right? It's hit an iceberg, and we can fix it. But let's bail out the water. Well, no, because every time you bail out the water, new water comes in. So let's fix the border. And then once we have that, let's turn our eyes on other things. Like what? But I think there's plenty of things that we can do. Last year, as the numbers finally pour in, the gotaways, 1.2 million to go in with the 2+ So you're looking at 3+ million people that came here to the United States. Soak that up for a second, if you will. That is insane. That is not a secure border. That is a failure to do your job.
You're going to see Republicans bring bill through the House to actually secure America's border. I hope we get Senator Manchin and other Democrat senators who have blocked any attempt to secure the border, because we're going to be sending a package of bills to secure the border to get control of this problem. I mean, you talked about the people on the terrorist watch list. Those are just the ones we caught. How many have come across that we don't even know about?
Truth. And on top of that, right, you know, and look, those things that we talked about, and the people on the left go, it's not all of, no, it's not. It's not all of them. But it's enough to make you worry. It's not all of them are bad people. No. We could preface 1,000 times. A vast majority of them are good people coming here because they want the opportunity to have a better life for their family. But we can't be all things to all countries and to all people. too many people are coming here unvetted, unchecked, and even if they are checked, how well do we know that what we're getting is real and honest?
And we're seeing not just countries from the southern border, we're seeing countries from all around the world, over 150 countries coming across our southern border because Joe Biden opened it up. He could close it on his own. He won't. But we're going to bring legislation to show the country how to fix this problem. Let's get the Senate engaged so they can pass that bill to the president.
Yeah, and he won't sign it because he wants a lot of things. But this is where you come together and you negotiate. And this is what negotiation looks like. I'm going to offer you something. You're going to offer me something. I'm going to offer you something. You're going to offer me something. We're going to have our must-haves, and I'd love to have, but I can do without. And then we negotiate from there. And sometimes in life, there's truly an impasse. But that's usually on an individual level. The impasse here is, I don't want you to do anything because you might get credit. You don't want me to do anything because I might get credit. So therefore, let's just keep things the same, because the more that they're the same, it benefits us. And at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about.
Just a few days ago, I was in El Paso to see for myself how the asylum seeker crisis affecting our border states and our entire nation. What I saw was not a state problem or a city problem. It is a national problem. Every attempt to deal with this immigration on a national level through legislation has been sabotaged, and cities are bearing the brunt of this failure. Which is why I ask all of you here today to join me and say, we must come together as Americans to solve an American problem.
That right there, Mayor Adams, New York. Are you ready for this? A Democrat. Several other Democrat mayors got together this weekend to talk about this. Talk about a few other things when it comes to some of the insanity that is going on in their cities with crime and rampant crime that is not even being addressed. They just don't even count it as crime. It is what it is, right? You know, somebody comes and steals something. It is what it is. They also came together this weekend to talk about the fact that the defund the police movement was stupid. Defunding the police is stupid. It's about branding. We talked about it all the time. Branding matters. And here's something for branding. Reimagining the police. Reimagining a more modern police force is a better way than defunding the police. It's a joke. And more people are starting to speak out too. On the left, about George Soros and his wackadoo ideas, and take away the fact that, yes, he does look like a Bond villain in every way, shape, or form that you can think of. Take that away and say he is putting in DAs across the country that are ignoring any real crimes, allowing people to be back on the streets within minutes, if not minutes, or just not even going after people in the sake of equity and justice. And you can't have a city and run it when you're terrified of crime. Talked a bit about it earlier. Maybe we'll touch on it again before we get away today. The whole thing when it comes to that weatherman in New York that was attacked and the suspects were freed. They whooped up on his ass. And now people are like, oh my God, it's happening to us? Yeah. Well, this is what happens when you have a free run at stuff of crazy liberal ideas unchecked. And that's what's going to continue to happen. Same thing at the border. When your idea is just to open the border, say it's not open, but at the same time do nothing to stop it, you're going to get 2.5, 3, 4 million people that come across the border every year that we know of. Not a win. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, your Instagram, and all of the other things. Omaha Steaks, man. We had steaks this weekend. Delicious. Had some tacos. That we took our so they gave us burgers, and my wife, she ground them up a little bit last night, you know, and cut them up, and we had tacos. We had steaks on Saturday. It was awesome. Thank you. Our freezer is full thanks to Omaha Steaks right now. Omaha Steaks, fill that freezer up. Get ready for it. They got everything you can dream of. They got everything you need. 55% off right now. The amazing fillets. Oh, the hot dogs, the burgers, build your own. They got packages galore. They got comfort food, desserts, and the best guarantee around. You see, since 1917, they've been the leaders. It's not just steak. It's the best steak you'll ever have, guaranteed. And it's 100% money-back guarantee, unconditional. So 55% off right now. You go to omahasteaks.com. Use code Benson on the way out. You save an extra $30. So 55% off site-wide, $30 savings when you use code Benson. Omahasteaks.com. Use that code Benson to get delicious steaks that are amazing, to get incredible comfort food, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the chicken breasts, you name it, they've got it. Omahasteaks.com. Code Benson on the way out saves you an extra $30. 55% off site-wide. Minimum order may be required. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show, where we reach across the aisle and occasionally poke someone in the eye.
The humans are returning.
It's 6 weeks in a row and the number one box office spot for Avatar, The Way of Water. Another $20 million brings the total domestic gross to $598 million. But the big news is global earnings. It's now the sixth movie to earn $2 billion or more with a $2.024 billion take, putting the number five all-time global earner, Avengers Infinity War, just $28 million ahead of it, squarely in its sights.
Let's get it done.
Well, how about that? I think he's got Avatar, Avatar 2, and Titanic, I think, are his three. You always talk about the greatest directors of all time. It's Spielberg. It's, you know, is it Scorsese? Is it, you know, we start talking about, never really does it ever get mentioned that this dude is amazing. Now, we could talk about the subject matter because the other ones deal with certain things, but I'm just throwing it out there. Rarely do we talk about James Cameron the same way we talk about everybody else. He's a money-making machine, though, which people like. There's no doubt about that. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. We were talking earlier about the lunacy of you know, what's going on at the border and certain things like that. And I mentioned what took place with a weatherman in New York City who got his ass whooped on the subway.
Hear me out, though. You should see the other guy. Oh, my side. Don't laugh. My side is worse, so much worse than my face. The thing is, the other guy, it's not really a guy. It's children, like five, six children. Where are the parents?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Where are the parents? So he was riding the subway home after watching a game, sees somebody that is older being accosted by several youths, what's his name, Joe Pesci said, right? You know, and my cousin Vinny, and they were kind of accosting this guy. He said, "Hey, dude, knock it off, guys, come on," and they whooped up on his ass. They arrested a couple of them. They're already out, and people are asking, "Well, wait a minute, what do you mean they're already out? How did it get already out?" Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. In this new woke world of insanity, it is not about punishment. It's not about holding people accountable. It's none of those things. Now, do I think there should be unreasonable bail? I do not. But do I think that we should just turn everybody loose after they've done something based on some sort of form of equity? That is asinine and stupid. And that's what you get. And that's the modern world, unfortunately, we live in today. This craziness in the name of equity. And remember, equality and equity are two separate things. Equity is outcome. We're all getting the same thing. Equality is we have a chance. Some may succeed, some may fail, some may not even want to do something. But this is nuts. Can we all agree on that? The best way to fight crime is not to ignore it and or let it run rampant. Just like the best way to stop immigration is not to ignore it and let it run rampant. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter, your Instagram, all of the things. Solid fun show today. Got through the Monday without any bumps and or bruises. Talked about a lot of stuff. We'll do more fun stuff tomorrow, that I guarantee. Follow along across all of our social media platforms. Have fun with that. Grab the podcast. We're available as well. You guys have a blessed, amazing, incredible rest of your Monday. We will do it again tomorrow. That there, I promise you, kids. As always, night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.